This is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crow. I'm an intuitive life and business coach and an irreverent priestess with modern soul medicine for the everyday extraordinary woman or man, and I'm here to help you create better life and better work. This show covers topics on thinking and mindset, business and life strategy, and of course, spirituality and energetics as well. You're listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. More is not better, better is better. This is episode 9. Oh yeah, we're live. We're live. We're live. Good morning. Hi, you guys. Thank you for joining me. Good morning, everybody. Allison Crow here on another Friday morning where we're recording this live. We've got some viewers in the house. Just want to shout out to Cairo and Christine and Christy and Casey and Jamie. Thank you so much for all the live viewers and also for the podcast. You know, my podcast, this is episode number 9, and we've had a bonus episode. So that's 10 episodes, and I learn something new every single time, every single time. And the biggest lesson in doing all this for me, I already want to share with you, which is off topic for our title today. But the biggest lesson is, well, it's not off topic. It's perfectly on topic. We've got to learn to go with the flow and make micro adjustments along the way. So welcome. This is the Better Life, Better Work show. And I'm Allison Crow. And I'm a life and business coach and a reverent priestess with soul medicine for the everyday extraordinary man and woman. And I'm here to help you create better life and better work. In this show, we cover topics on thinking, mindset, business and life strategy, and spiritually and energetics. And a lot of times we cover the spirituality and energetics and the thinking and the mindset, because what has helped me be most successful in business is spending 80% of my time on those two topics, on those two areas, what I call the B zone. And when we spend time in that place, then it lubes up and greases the wheels for the business aspect. So today, our topic is flow and go, creating ease in your life and work with right alignment. And this is building off the themes of last week. So last week's episode was about 8 extraordinary lessons from ordinary life. And I got to tell you, a lot of the things I'm going to be talking about throughout this entire series is going to be what's present for me now. Because I could plan and think out, but here's what I know and what I've learned after 12 years of doing this professionally and then just 45 years of being aligned. There's a little Freudian slip. 45 years of being alive is there is good shit in the everyday moments that we can learn from right here, right now. There is always teaching in the moment. And so I wanted to build on a couple of those tips, because each of the tips from last week could be an entire episode, and it's what's been resonating in my life lately. So yesterday, there's going to be a bonus episode. Be on the lookout for it on the podcast. And we also did a live stream with my friend and colleague and soul sister, Varian Brandon. And in that bonus episode, we were doing some promotion for Camp Starheart by doing a live stream and just talking and riffing, nothing planned, just talking and riffing. And sure enough, some amazing magic came out. But one of the things that I shared with her, it dropped in right as we were about to start the session, was to ask her about how do we deal with this anxiety? And many, many people I've talked to, in fact, I had a coaching session with my coach this morning at 8:30 a.m. about this very topic. Many people I know are experiencing a lot more. Their cycles are moving faster, right? So I always believe there's ebb and flow. I believe that sometimes we're on, sometimes we're off. Anxiety comes and goes. I've never met somebody that doesn't feel any anxiety. And lately, my cycles have been, and I told, what did I tell her this morning? I said, instead of having 22 freakouts a year, I've been having 22 freakouts a day. But I've also been having 22, 42, 62 aha alignment moments a day. So I get the impression, and from the conversations I'm having with the people in my sphere and in my world, there are many of us, especially if we're sensory or empath or just living this life. It, you know, we all go through phases, but many of us are like up and down more times in one day than we usually are more times in a week. And so this topic has become really important for me to hyper pay attention to. And then here's what I love. Proof that the universe supports me. So there's quite a few stories I could go into this week, but various moments in and out of flow, in and out of flow, in and out of flow as it goes. And then I'll be having an insight. I have an insight. I hear a message from what I call my inner whisper, which is the voice of the higher self in me, which is something I have practiced listening to hardcore for the last 10 years. And as I listen, I hear a little prompt, Allison, get back in alignment. And then as I told y'all in last week's episode, my amazing assistant, and she's so much more than assistant. We call her the holder of my heart because she does more than execute tasks. She actually holds space for my heart and nudges me back. And I had let y'all know last week, she was like, Allison, allow pleasure. And, you know, that started out as a seed. It came out as one of the tips last week. But that theme of how can I find pleasure in this moment? How can I find pleasure? How can I create pleasure? Not just wait for pleasure to hit, but what is pleasurable now? And I keep hearing getting in alignment. And so then I go back out to do my walks, which most of you know I've been walking almost every day. But I go back and do my walks, and my favorite walks are the ones where I walk actually through the neighborhood to the rec center over at the University of North Texas. And I like to walk around the track. There's just something about walking around the track. I tend to walk longer and I listen to podcasts. And so I am listening to a couple of podcasts right now. I am listening to Brooke Castillo. I love her podcast. They really wake up it's called the Life Coaching School, I think. Brooke Castillo reminds me a lot of some of the fundamental things I learned as a coach and as a teacher and as a trainer and as a sales coach 10 years ago, 11 years, 12 years ago that And it's so nice to bring that back into like, oh yeah, oh yeah. All right, I used to play basketball and that's like the fundamentals. As I slobber on myself, goodness gracious, crow crow. In playing a sport, the fundamentals, my coach would always say, you know, we've got to do the fundamentals. The fundamentals are defense. The fundamentals are layups. The fundamentals are free throw. It's not the showboating and the three-pointers. A three-pointer is not a fundamental of basketball, but it feels real good to hit. But the fundamentals, and so some of these fundamentals, I'm going back to the beginning with a beginner's mind. And so I'm very excited about, I know this is a lot of preamble, but I just want to set the stage for you. I want to let you know how real the stuff I share with you is every week. And that even when we are masters of this stuff, because I'm a master of this, even when we're masters, we still get knocked off our rocker. It's just life. So I've been listening to Brooke Castillo since, since November. And then I started listening to Jess Lively. Now, Jess Lively is so fun for me, and I'll share the links to their podcast in the show notes. Jess Lively is so fun for me because she is, I haven't listened to her a long time, but she's very much into the law of attraction and quantum mechanics. And I know a lot of Brooke Castillo's background is from that too. And so it's so fun. Two things happened this week. So one day I go walking and I'm talking about going to get an alignment. And then I've already decided I'm going to do this show. And Jess Lively's show is about alignment and business or ease. And she's just been talking about this a lot because she's a new student of it. She spent the last year of her life immersing herself in law of attraction and quantum physics. And some of the things that I spent years immersing myself in. And then I, you know, we always get to this place of like, oh, I got that. And we forget to focus and pay attention on it. And so, Jess Lively, you know, I turn on this podcast 20 minutes after I'm having this insight, and she's doing this whole episode about alignment. And it's just like, oh, yes, yes. And so I'm feeding, it's like I've tasted something good, and it tastes good, and I want more of it. And sure enough, the timing of everything, that's the thing, we're all so connected. And I listen to the podcast, and it just raises my vibes and raises my vibes and gets me excited. And just when I think I'm done, I go get my little eyelashes done. And for those of you live, woo, I'm so cute, my favorite. Beauty indulgence is my eyelash extensions. And I go get my eyelashes done. And when I'm on the eyelash table, you lay on a massage table, right? So they're working on your eyes. You lay on this massage table. And your eyes are closed. You're closed so they could do this work. So you can't see your phone. You can't do any of this other stuff. And I have this hour to just, in the middle of the day, almost meditate space for stuff to come in. So more space and more wisdom comes in about this. And I'm leaving my eyelash appointment feeling total in alignment. And then I go from my eyelash appointment, piddle around, do my work, et cetera, et cetera. I go back to the gym again and I turn on another podcast. Or no, maybe it wasn't the gym. I don't know. I was walking though, because walking and listening to my podcast happened simultaneously. And Jess Lively has dropped another podcast. Like, they came really quick. And Jess Lively has Brooke Castillo on, and they're interviewing, they're talking to each other about the way, you know, they're talking about these conversations. And so here's what my little ego self does. This is how life for all of you guys, right? My little ego self goes, oh, well, I'm just copying them. And this is how freaking cool the universe is and how source energy is when we will listen and say. Because the ego will come in and try to shame you and try to knock you out of alignment, try to knock you out of feeling good, try to make you feel like shit. And I heard my inner whisper, because I tap in and I tap in and I just hear that inner whisper is really, it really is strong in me because I've practiced it. And I'm going to share some tips with you on this today. But my inner whisper says, honey, you're all one. And as soon as I say that, I hear Brooke Castillo say, it was so cute, you guys. Y'all got to listen to these. These are good. We'll link the link to these two podcasts because, and they're both on Jess Lively stream right now. But we'll link to them because they all work together. They all work together. And I want you guys to immerse yourself. I want you to bathe yourself. I want you to, it's like rubbing body butter all over your soul, all over your thinking. And so I hear Brooke say, I remember so-and-so sends me an email and says, oh, have you heard of so-and-so? You're teaching from the same thing. And she's like, I've never heard of so-and-so. They stole my stuff. Like, that's what her ego is saying to her. And then she realized that person's been alive and dead for years. And that really, this is universal law. This is universal law. This is not proprietary Alison Krauss information. This is not proprietary Jess Lively. It's not proprietary Brooke Castillo. And I fall asleep the other night listening to Wayne Dyer, The Power of Intention. Or no, Wishes Fulfilled. I was listening to Wayne Dyer, Wishes Fulfilled. And so I'm getting the same messages from all the resources that I happen to be listening to. And I have a lot of resources. And right lately, I have a lot of desire about, you know, I want to do all the things. And I just am tickled this morning how everything is working out perfectly. Even Kay this morning in my conversation with Kay reminded me She said, I talked to this really amazing woman last week, and she was referring to me when I was in the coaching position of her. I talked to this really amazing woman that reminded me of this. And so what I'm here to do today is just help remind and give another space of some of these universal laws. Now, here's what's so fun. Well, I'll tell you that part in a minute. Let's go ahead and get in. So flow, then go. Remember that. Write that down. Flow, then go. And then also, remember those of you who don't want to take notes. I always recommend taking notes if you can. If you're driving or walking, you can't really take notes if you're doing something like that. But if you are sitting and studying and watching and you can take notes, it's just another way for your body's cellular structure, for the physicality that the miracle of our bodies, that the miracle of the way we're created when we take time to write something down. And I mean with your physical hands, okay? Typing just doesn't have the same, energetic anchor that writing does. So flow, then go. And how we do that? Okay, Allison, how do I get in flow? I'm going to tell you a lot of ways to do that. I'm going to give you some great resources. I'm going to give you some hardcore tips that you can start today. But all this is to create ease in your life and work. Flow then go. Yeah, that's the name of my new apprenticeship. Flow then go. Hint, hint. If anybody, we'll talk about that later. I'm not going to try to sell you right now. Okay, so I want to start out with this. So if you'll take a deep breath with me, you don't have to close your eyes, because I know that some people, because this podcast and this live show is going to spread like wildfire. It's going to spread because this information is good, because I'm funny sometimes. I finally had the guts to change my podcast thing to explicit. I don't really feel like it's explicit. I think iTunes should have a thing that says adult language. I speak in adult language, and not all adults use this language, but I don't really think it's explicit. I just think I drop a few F-bombs every once in a while, and they're necessary. Sometimes they're high-vibing. Okay, sip of water. Okay, and that breath. The eternal you, your divine self, is focused here in this physical body, in your physical body. You are an extension of source energy. Source energy, you know, it's the same saying, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. At all times, we have access to this part of you, but source energy will not choose for you unless you seek its guidance. And even then, if you seek its guidance, source any energy isn't going to take over your will. Source energy gives you the gift of free will. And most of the time, we are lackadaisical with our free will. We are in what a lot of people call default or automatic mode. But please remember, we are free. I am free. You are free to choose the attentions of thoughts for yourself. Now here's, we've talked about, you're going to hear a lot of the same things in this podcast over and over again, because hearing them once, darlings, doesn't cut it. We have to almost, I hate to use the word brainwash. That's not the right word, because it has a negative connotation, but we have got to retrain the programming of our thoughts to be in alignment with the thoughts, the intention of our higher self. So we're free to choose. And if we're not intentionally and deliberately, as my sweet friend Emma Holmes sent me my Be Deliberate t-shirt, if we are not deliberate about choosing these thoughts, then we are swept away in shitty waters. And I don't know how many of you have experienced a moment, a season in shitty waters, but I've been having shitty water moments 22 times a day. I've also been having fully alive and aligned moments they're just coming and going a lot recently, which is my reminder, get back in the practice, Allison, get back in the practice. And so I want to remind this to you. Okay. Your feelings, a lot of people discount feelings. And I, as a little girl, I knew something about my feelings mattered. I also stuffed down a lot of feelings, but I there was something intuitive in me that said your feelings are good information for you. So our feelings, as Abraham Hicks calls in the Law of Attraction, are our guidance system. Our feelings are a litmus test. They're like a radar detector. When I was young, I had a little Mustang convertible, and my dad was so cute because my dad is a car thing, and he was like, Allison, aren't you going to open it up and see how it can go? And my dad, for my 16th birthday, I don't know if this is good or not, but he not only I bought a car for myself with some money from an accident I had, and he gave me a radar detector. But the radar detector goes off when it hears, or when it senses the police, right? When it senses the radar. And our bodies actually go off. Warning, Will Robinson. just dated myself there. Warning. Like, we get this guidance system that gives us green light, yellow light, red light, whatever metaphor you want to put on it. But our feelings are a brilliant, miraculous guidance system to help us determine where we are in vibrational and thought relationship to our higher selves. Alignment and higher vibrations are aligned with source energy, the most powerful part of you. Last night I went to bed, and the one thing I remember from hearing Wayne Dyer speak in my ear in his soft and wise voice was, say to yourself, I am all powerful. I am all powerful. You guys, we have been given the power of infinite love and source energy. It is available to us at all times. We just have to, we just have to stop the blocking of it, right? So alignment and higher vibes are aligned with that source energy. And lower vibrations, feeling funky, feeling shitty, feeling agitated, feeling anxious, are when our vibrations are letting us know, that's the GPS going, pay attention, where the GPS is going off and letting us lovingly know we're out of alignment. And here's what's so fascinating about our bodies is that, and I know this is one of the tips, so we'll get into it more, but our bodies are so loving, and they really do start out gentle, right? They can start out with a gentle tension in your shoulder, a gentle pit in your stomach. And if we keep ignoring the wisdom of the body as far as our alignment goes, that's how we create sickness and illness. We'll get more into that on another episode. But just start paying attention to your body. We talked with Monica Day the other day on a live stream about sensation over thought. And if we can learn the truth of our sensations, then we can become masters of our thinking. And if we can become masters of our thinking, then we can begin to nurture and soothe our feeling. And if we nurture and soothe our feeling, our actions change based on those feelings. And when our actions change, we create more ease in our life and work. So let's take business for a moment, because that's where my panty itch is on right now. When you think about what you want for your life or in business, when you think about it for a moment, do you feel harmony and aligned? Do you feel resonant with it? Right? So if you go back to geometry in ninth grade or middle school or high school, you know, alignment is parallel lines. It's togetherness. It's alignment. And when we feel discord, those lines crash, right? They crash. And it doesn't feel good when we have that crash. And a crash is different from an intersection, right? It's when they intersect with yuckiness, with tension, with tightness, with anger. So when you think about what you want, do you feel harmony aligned or do you feel doubt and discord? Now, I always say that when we feel doubt and discord, which happens to me 270 gazillion times a day, but I also feel alignment 270 gazillion times a day. When we feel doubt and discord, that is our signal to practice soul medicine. That's why I call it soul medicine, right? There are practices, just like you can take a pill for a headache, there are actually things we can do for ourselves that get us back into alignment. One of the greatest skills you can commit to, practice, hire a coach to help you with. I am a master at getting in alignment. I saw Stacey Nelson is here, and she is one of my besties, and we talk every day on Facebook Messenger, and she constantly reminds me that I am a musician. I'm not a musician. We all know that. I am a magician, and I know how to intentionally move myself back into alignment where my magic is powerful. So here's what I'm going to share with you. This is so fun. Some of you may have already seen this. Some of you may have flown by it. But as I was thinking about this, in conjunction, this is the other thing. Spirit has given me such an interesting life right now because this whole website debacle, that's really not a debacle. It's just a slight inconvenience. And it's really not a slight inconvenience. Oh my gosh, it's a great opportunity. Like I'm seeing now the website is not about, oh crap, this is a problem. I have totally changed my thinking of this is an opportunity to step into greater alignment with your work, with your people, with yourself, and what feels good in your life and business. So who knew that a whole website malarkey and having to rebuild was actually this stressor that launched me into a new place? So what I'm going to share with you today comes from this little book that I've written called The Feel Good Fairy Guide. I originally wrote this back in 2012, and at the time my website had fairies and rainbows and people made fun of me. But it was at a very high vibing, aligning time in my life. And these are the things I practice daily. And every once I, right now, it's the freebie on my website. You're going to get it in the show notes. If you're registered at allisoncrow.com/be better, you're going to get the detailed show notes about this. We give general show notes without having to register, but we always give super detailed, like someone said, they're saving each one of these like in a little book. Water sip there. So the Feel Good Fairy Guide, every time I open it up and I think, well, I wonder if that's still relevant to my business. I wonder if that's like, is that still really me? Does it need to be refreshed? Do I need something new? And when I go and I open up that document, and I've updated it a couple times throughout, you know, the last obviously 6 years if I created it in 5 years if I created it in 2012, the Feel Good Fairy Guide is really good stuff. So today, I'm going to share you these 6 tips. I'm not going to get into all the details of the whole book, but I am going to share with you these 6 tips for feeling good, because I do believe. So there are 6 tips and when all else fails. 6 tips and when all else fails. So I'm logging into my Feel Good Fairy Secret. And it's possible, this book is so freaking cute too. It's got these little fairies. It's got these little colors. It's not quite in alignment with my current brand. And so it may get a visual update. I don't know. Or maybe I'll keep it because it's so damn cute. And part of the cuteness and the joy of looking at this book is that you can't help but feel good looking at it. So number one, let's get started. Number one, feeling good comes first. Feeling good comes first. We so think, this is part of the tribal human condition at lower vibrations. We think that when we get the X, when we have the X. I was talking with a client yesterday who will remain anonymous, but she had this mark of creating $1 million in her business, which is totally doable. It's totally doable, but something intuitively told me that it wasn't about the money. And I'm always wary about saying it's not about the money because I want to give, especially healers and creatives and coaches and people in non-traditional business. It's okay for it to be about the money, but usually when it's about the money, it's something behind it. And she had this really good revelation that the $1 million that she originally had this hardcore goal of, this is my measure of success, was actually based on a comparison to some family members in her life, to wanting to compete with some siblings in her life and wanting to avoid some things that other relatives in her family had done. And as she explored her original thought, because the thought that most of the world tells us, and we hear this phrase all the time, financial freedom, financial freedom. And there is a high vibing truth to a certain version of that story. But there's another story out there that just because you have financial freedom doesn't mean you're really free or happy, right? I told her the other day, I said, does Ivanka Trump look... I don't know Ivanka Trump. I haven't talked to her. She may be happy as a fucking lark. But reading her facial expressions, I don't know how free she feels on the inside. And I do pick up and read energy. I could be way wrong, but I asked her, I was like, do you think Ivanka Trump, who has all access to money all over the place, has freedom? Do you think she feels free? I don't know. Okay. So this client realized what true freedom was freedom of expression. And that actually freedom of expression felt good. And when she felt good freely expressing herself, oh, she made money selling art. How fascinating, right? So when the goal is to find the feel good, the right aligned freedom versus perceived freedom, it's actually easier to create. And then what she realized, so two things we talked about. I said, do you realize you've already made $1 million? I know what she does. She works in the corporate world right now. And I know what she does. And I said, honey, over the last 5 years, 6 years maybe, look at what you've done. You've created $1 million. And in your lifetime of working, because she's close to my age, she's created way more than $1 million. I said, so first of all, you've done the $1 million. You may not have done it in a year, but you're not a human being who lives on linear time. You're a spiritual being who plays in and out of the divine matrix, not the crappy matrix, the divine matrix. And so she realized, oh my gosh, I have everything I want and need. And then the other thing was this wanting to kind of compete with her siblings and get the respect and approval of her siblings. And I said, well, what happens if you make $1 million and you don't have the respect of your siblings or your parents? And she was like, well, I have respect of me, right? Like, so she started finding the feel good that already existed in her instead of waiting for something outside to make us feel good. If we will do the exploration and if we can find the feel good that already exists, the world is yours. This is a big promise, I know. If you can feel good, if you can find your feeling good place, it is much easier to create work. So an example I give, and I probably got to be careful about like skimming through these because I could go on for hours about this. And it's so important. So thank you for listening and taking the time. When we choose to feel good, that comes through everything we touch. It comes through our soul. It comes through our energy. It comes through the smile in our eyes. And we have a choice in our brain to focus on the stuff that makes us feel like shit or to begin looking for evidence of feeling good. Looking for evidence. And I have seen people in circumstances that most people watching or listening today, I was in St. Louis last year, at the end of last year, and my friend, we went to go to this gelato place, and it was in this neighborhood where a lot of the Syrian refugees were given spaces to live. It was a sanctuary for them. And there was a handful of Syrian refugees sitting on the porch and standing around the porch of this brownstone by this ice cream gelato shop that we went to. And I could feel their vibrations and their energy, just the empath and intuitive in me, and the human being in me seeing the smiles and the joy on their faces. You all know what those, well, we all know from the news. We don't know from an empathic place. We don't know from a empathy place what they've been through, because most of us have never been through that. But these people were in their joy in this moment. Who knows how much or little they have and what they left and what they went through to get to St. Louis, Missouri, United States. And you could feel from across the street their laughter and their joy and their high vibes. So don't tell me that you, in whatever circumstances you are, can't find a place to find your feel good. So there's each one of these is like a little paragraph, and I don't want to take up 18 hours of your time. We'll get to secret number two, but you're going to want to have the show notes. You want to get the full on book. You can get the full on book by registering at allisoncrowe.com, or you can get the show notes and the book, the show notes and the book by registering at allisoncrowe.com/better for the super duper maxed out show notes. So feeling good, secret number two, it's a learned skill. It's a learned skill. This is great news. If you are so used to feeling bad, and if you are used to feeling stuck, just like you can sit down behind your computer and learn, or read a book and learn, or take a class, or learn to play the piano, or learn anything, it's a learned skill. All we have to do is take time to do it. So the reality is, so much of everyday life is set up to freak us out. Y'all realize that? Everyday life. Like the way the human world vibrates, the way the business world vibrates, the way media vibrates, the way even a lot of Facebook vibrates as a mass consciousness is set up to freak us out. Because if we're afraid, then we can be controlled. If we're afraid, we can be sold. Oh, that was a good one. If we're afraid, we can be controlled. If we're afraid, we can be sold. If we're out of alignment, we can be sold. If we're out of alignment, and I mean sold in a way we don't want to be, right? If people can tap into our disalignment, that's how we get manipulated. So, advertising, TV, news, set up to make us feel like we're missing something so that we want to buy something so that we feel good. And I always tell my clients, even Miriam, who was so cute the other day, she didn't use this phrase, but she felt like she was missing out because she's not able to come to Camp Starheart. And either you're coming to Camp Starheart or you're not. And I get FOMO. I get the fear of missing out. But I don't ever want somebody to make a decision of yes towards working with me or participating in the things I offer because they have a fear of missing out, right? I want people to make a choice because they know it's true and right for them, not because, oh, I'm broken if I don't have this. If we can learn how to help ourselves genuinely feel good, and I'm not talking Pollyanna positive bullshit, I'm talking about very specific practices that genuinely soften, lighten our vibe, that change the trajectory of our thinking, we can begin to see the impact of those practices manifest in our life, in our relationships, in our works, in our client creation, in our income, in even the material things that we end up creating for ourselves. Okay. So feel good secret number three. And this is my business model. This is my business model. And I forgot about it. I forgot about it the other day. So my business plan is get in alignment and then. And I'm so thankful to Jess Lively reminding me of this, because this is what I used to practice and I had forgotten. So it's funny, when you ask the universe, I'm going to go back to the beginning. I'm going to have a beginner's mind, 12 years in business as a coach, longer being self-employed. But when I'm going to go back to the beginning, the basics. And I start listening to Jess Lively, who reminds me of the 30-something-year-old version of myself. If they had podcasts, maybe I would be teaching, but it's perfect because she's teaching to her people and I'm teaching to mine, and we may perfectly have some crossover. But she was talking about her business and how she spends 80% of her time getting in alignment. And then she spends 20% of her time doing the work. But she doesn't do the technical connection, creation work until she feels good. She doesn't do it until she feels good. So alignment. Okay, listen, I'm actually going to read this part from the book. This is my personal magic mantra, alignment. Think about tires for me real quick. If you are driving, heading out in a fabulous direction, okay? If you're getting in the car and coming to Camp Starheart, or if you're getting in the car and you're going to drive across the country to a beach or to the mountains or somewhere you are super excited to be, you're on this road trip and you're very excited about heading to this fabulous destination. And if your tires, even one of your tires, is out of alignment, then think about when you're driving a car that has good alignment, you really can just rest your hands on the steering wheels. But if even one tire is out of alignment, then you spend extra muscle and energy, right? It causes you to increase your grip on the car to keep the car on the road. If the road is straight, it's even harder. Like there's no space for room. And so as we're gripping, like if you take your hands, and what I'm doing on the live video is I'm taking both of my hands and gripping my fist. And I want you to do this if you can right now. If you have a place where your hand's free, or even if you have one fan, take a hand like you're gripping a steering wheel and grip. And imagine for a moment, because any of you that drive have had this experience. If you've driven a car that doesn't have power steering, or that the tires are out of alignment, you have to grip that steering wheel harder and notice the sensation you have in your body. I don't know about you, but first of all, my glorious blue fingernails are poking into my skin. Second of all, I feel the tightness in my wrist. I feel the tightness all the way down my arm. I feel the tightness in my elbow. I feel the tightness in my, whatever those sexy muscles are. I feel the tightness all the way in my shoulder, and it begins to move down my body. I feel a tightness, and tightness blocks flow. Right? And the whole point is we want to get in flow so that we can go. Tires out of alignment make it harder for you to go. They use more gas mileage. It uses more gas, right? So that's the other thing. It's sucking energy out of your being. So if you feel like your life is taking an exorbitant amount of energy and muscle just to stay on the road, hello, this alignment concept is just what you need to begin to feel better today. Christine says, my visualization is high on this. Love the example. Because here, this is what's amazing, right? You guys, this is not pulled out of my ass, made up stuff. This is universal law. And one of the reasons that it manifests or shows up in so many analogies makes sense because the analogies are a part of the universal law too. So just like feeling good has to come first, alignment has to come first. Get in alignment and then. So one of the things I recommend you do, this is not in the feel good fairy list, but on the top of any to-do list that you have for your business, for your life, for your marriage, for your parenting, for your health, find the feel good first. Get in alignment and then is number one. And one of the problems that I've created for myself is that I haven't been getting in alignment. I've been throwing myself straight into work, and then I wonder why I'm stressed out. And when I'm stressed out, you know what? You don't create clients. You don't create business. You don't create prosperity. You don't create an energy that people are attracted to and want to listen to and learn from when you feel like shit, when you're all tight like that. So we've got to loosen our grip. I guarantee that you've probably had very clear times of feeling in alignment and feeling out of alignment. So think about this. Have you ever had a time when you were making a decision and even though you went forward with that decision, everything in your gut was telling you to stop, don't do this. And sure enough, it turned out to be a decision that was a disaster. And maybe you even berated yourself for not paying attention to your instinct, your intuition, your gut, however you say it. Like you're like, oh man, I knew better. I knew better. Or have you had a time in your life when you were making a decision and you knew it would be a good one? You just knew. You were in alignment with that decision. Every fiber of your being is zinging. It might even be risky. And maybe even others around you were telling you, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. But you knew it was the decision for you and you were right. This is just an everyday life in normal human beings that these energies are true. Okay. And since we are spiritual beings having a human experience, we are actually, even in the business realm, you guys, we're spiritual beings having the human experience of running businesses. For those of you, y'all know I integrate spirit fully into business, my version of spirit, and I encourage my clients to incorporate their version of spirit. And we spend a lot of time. This is what's interesting. I do a lot of business coaching. I love business. I love strategy. I love the ideas. I love getting in the back end of it, especially if I'm in alignment. If I'm not in alignment, it messes with my head, but I love it. But here's the thing. For most of my clients, we have to do 80% of this work on getting our thinking and our alignment right. So I think we are meant, to, I don't think, I know we're meant to be, even as human beings, in alignment with our sacred selves, your higher self, your divine self, the God in you, whatever you want to call it. It is this source energy version of you. It is our most natural state. And when we take action, when we have conversations, when we try to book the airline tickets, when we try to plan the vacation, when we try to have even a confrontational conversation, difficult conversations. If you have a difficult conversation, I remember having an argument with my husband. And, you know, when you get in an argument with your spouse or your partner, arguments happen. And when you get in an argument with somebody or even in the workplace, when we get rubbed the wrong way and we get triggered, one of the most exquisite skills that I am still learning, one of the most exquisite skills is to recognize, whoa, I'm triggered. I'm way out of alignment. And before we move forward to heal the relationship or have a productive conversation or work through it, what do we need to do to get in alignment? What do we need to do to come from a place of centered and from source energy? So, okay, feel good secret number four. And there's six and a half of, there's six and a win on all else fails. So we may go a little bit over today. This is just going to happen. We're going to go a little bit over. But this is so good, you guys. If I never gave you anything again and you could remember and practice this, if you could remember and practice this, I know, because when you're in alignment, this is funny. Everybody asks how to is a big question. How to is a big question my clients end up asking. And I very rarely answer the how to unless we have specifically discussed and gotten all this other stuff out of the way, a very specific implementation of a business strategy skill. So, but here's what's amazing. When you're in alignment and you need the answer to how to, your inner alignment higher self gives you the promptings. Google search that. Call Allison. Book a session. Hire a coach that, you know, or not, I don't even want to call it a coach. Hire a training or a mentor that can help you implement this. The how-to is out there. Do y'all realize the how-to for everything is on the internet these days? But we've got to get in alignment first to even hear the prompting of inner wisdom, divine business manager, pointing us in the directions of the solutions to our problems. But we think our problem is, I don't know how to build my business funnel, and this irritates the ever-living fuck out of me, and I don't have clients, how do I get a new client? The answer is not how to. It is, what do I need to do in this moment to get back in alignment? Love alignment. I'm falling all in love with alignment all over again. I'm so sorry, alignment. I neglected you consciously. I didn't neglect it unconsciously, but when you neglect it consciously, it doesn't show up as much. Okay. Feel good secret number 4. Know your core values. Core values exercises. A lot of coaches know how to do them. I do them a couple of different ways. I have a core values exercise, and then I have this super ooby juby intuitive, like psychic way of leading somebody through a core values exercise that is not about, it takes about 2 hours, that is not done with a little sheet or an online quiz. But knowing your core values and your core values, I have a whole other book about this. Core values are the energy tanks that are inside of your body. And so when you're in alignment with those core tanks, it's like you're a big rig, okay? And a big rig has a couple of gas tanks. And if you have, most people have 5 to 6 core values that, frankly, every decision is motivated by one of those core values. And there are no right or wrong core values, but knowing and understanding yours is the perfect litmus test. I always say it's like peeing on a pregnancy stick, right? So if one of my core values is creativity, and one of my core values is recognition, and one of my core values is learning and growth, and one of my core values is connection, and one of my highest core value overall is alignment. And so if you're in your core decisions and you're like, oh yeah, I'm in alignment, I am connecting with people, that's high, et cetera. I'm getting recognition I deserve. And I can't remember what my second is one right now, but oh my gosh, I haven't been nurturing my creativity. That's been stifled. If one of your value tanks is below half full energy wise, it sucks from all the others. So our core values are fuel tanks that support of our life. And when all tanks are full, life just works. Almost magically. This is when we start to see miracles, or everything we turn, touch. It's like everything I do is working. I'm in flow. This is flow state. Flow state is being in alignment with your higher self, and flow state is being in alignment with your core values. To feel good, our primary core values must be vet. Okay. So working with a coach through a clarification process can bring great insight and self-awareness that will last you a lifetime. And I remember, it's one of the first things I send to my clients to do. And because I remember taking a client through a core value session like midway through, and she's like, oh, I wish we had started with this. Because 9 times out of 10, maybe even 10 times out of 10, when you come up to any challenge in life, in relationship, and you hold those 5 core values, 5 or 6 core values up, and you say, according to this situation, and you rate each one of these values on a scale of 1 to 10, if there's a challenge, I guarantee you one of your tanks is falling below a 7. You want to be in the 7, 8, 9, 10 realm. 7, 8, 9, 10. We don't have to be 10 all the time, but if you can be at 7, 8, 9, or 10, your life is going to be feeling good and flowing. But not, but a lot of times people will go, oh, this one's empty. No wonder. And then they can fill that tank, get it back up to level. So discover your core values. Okay. 3 more. Thank y'all for hanging with me. Feel good secret number 5. You have a very powerful alignment indicator in your body. That physical you is a seeker. It's a seeker. It's a secret superpower. You just have to learn to recognize your own alignment superpowers. This is paying attention to the sensations in our bodies and paying attention to the feelings. And the thing is, most of us are in default mode. We're not paying attention. And so when you pay attention to the way your body feels, and when you take time to do what I call intuitive body scans, and I want to try to remember to put the intuitive body scan in the show notes, the link. I have a link to how to do an intuitive body scan. And I actually even have a meditation somewhere in the history of my archives for how to do an intuitive body scan. Cause your body can let you know. I did a great one with a client the other day. We just checked in with the body about the decision, and his hips got really tight. They weren't tight before. He started thinking about it and his hips got really tight. Well, hips are a sign about moving forward. And so basically his hips told him, do not move forward with this. And it was such a huge moment of clarity, because a lot of times we're trying to solve the problems of our life with our logic, with our thoughts. And yes, thoughts are a pure source. But if we go to the sensation, as Monica Day said the other day, if we go to sensation over thought, the sensations in our body give us so much information. Once you understand how your body can help you recognize your alignment state, then you have the power to change your state to do something better. And one of the things about tuning into your body, so what we don't want and what happens to a lot of us is we realize we're out of alignment when we've lost our shit completely. Well, we don't want to get to the lose your shit completely place. We want to notice, right? Like if you're driving in the car and you're in alignment, you don't want to notice that your tires are out of alignment when one of them has blown or you've had an accident. Okay? We don't want to wait until the catastrophe to come back. What we want to notice is when we're driving, so back to my little driving analogy and back to our hands on the wheel, and if your car is in alignment, your hands are loose and relaxed, and you might even be able, I'm not recommending this, but you might even be able to, you know, just hold a finger or two and drive the car. But if it's out of alignment and we're having to grip, if we can be tuned in through practice, ooh, I'm feeling tension. This is really tight. This doesn't feel normal. This doesn't feel light. Being able to drive my car on this straight road should feel light. And if we can recognize it there, then we automatically know before we spend weeks and weeks and weeks trying to keep the car on the road, and then all of a sudden the tire blows. And you know what happens when tires blow? A lot of times cars flip. I don't want the car of your life or your work or your relationship or your body to flip. That's deadly. So listen to the sensations. Notice the tightness. Notice the sick to your stomach. Notice the irritation. Notice the low vibing indicators. And maybe even that's a reflection question for us. What are your low vibing indicators and what are your high vibing indicators? Because everybody's is slightly, they're the same, but they're also unique. Okay. So great, Allison. I know what to do when I know, now I know the difference between feeling good. I'm starting to understand alignment. Well, when I'm in crappy alignment, what do? I even told my coach this morning and I said, I hear what you're saying logically, but like, I still just feel crappy and anxious. It's almost like the stubborn part of me. I want to feel this way. I like feeling like shit. Which I really don't. Okay. My breath. So here's the how-to, my dears. I know you wanted a how-to. Everybody wants a how-to, but we had to learn about the what first. The trade-up is the way up. The trade-up is the way up. And I'm going to hark back to my sales and real estate days. And if you've ever bought a house, or if you've ever bought clothing, I don't care what you bought, but as a realtor, we learned some very specific skills. When you would walk into a house with some buyers, we learned this concept called scaling. And scaling is rating something on a scale of 1 to 10. And I like to use 1 to 10 more than 5 because 5 is a good middle point, and I'm usually a lot more, I don't know, 1 to 10. So we would walk into a house, and on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you like this house? On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you like that dress that you just tried on? On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like this show? And if you only like this show a 2, someone gave me a 1-star rating on the podcast. Y'all go out there and give me 5 stars if you like this, okay? I don't need that 1-star rating there. Boo-hoo, makes me sad. But here's what's perfect. That 1-star rating is not in alignment with what I'm doing. Go listen to somebody else's podcast. It's perfect. That creates abundance for somebody else. So when we walk into a house on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like this house? And if a client says 2, that's not the house they're going to buy. But if a client says 7, 8, or 9, it may not be a 10++, but if it's a 7, 8, or 9, maybe even a 6, depending on the person, because everybody's got a different rating system. Say, okay, what makes it a 7 for you? Well, this carpet is disgusting. I don't like hot pink shag carpet. What? Who doesn't like hot pink shag carpet? Okay, but here's the thing. We can trade up the hot pink shag carpet for something that you would like better. We can trade up, right? That's not a structural image. I love everything about this house. It's got a good flow, but man, the walls are ugly. The colors in this house are ugly. Those are cosmetic differences. And every realtor knows, but not many point out to their clients, that if this house had hardwood floors, and if this house was repainted in the colors that you enjoyed, what would it be then? And they go, oh, it'd be a 9 or a 10, right? Like sometimes we're so close to a 10 and don't even realize it. But when we are at a 0, 1, or 2, and frankly, I've had a lot of 0, 1, and 2, and I've had a lot of 10 moments even in this week, but that's just real life. So when you are checking in with yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 right now, y'all do this, put this in the comments, on a scale of 1 to 10 right now, with how you feel about life, how do you feel in your body, the sensations, on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you? Put it in the comments. I think this will be interesting. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel? I'm at about a 7. This morning when I woke up, I was about a 4 or 5. I was a little empty. I didn't sleep well, but I also spent some time doing the trade up. The trade up is the way up. The trade up is the way up. The trade up is the way up. So I'm seeing a 7 coming across. I'm seeing an 8 from my client, Eric. Christine is a 7. Be so curious to know, like when the podcasters, they don't get to interact. Carrie is a 6. Okay, that's good to know, right? Like, and especially when we're in the lower vibes, what we're reaching for is 7, 8, or 9. We don't even have to reach for 10. But if you are at a 0, or if you are at a 1, 2, or 3, what we accidentally end up doing to ourselves, you guys, is we accidentally will be at a 3, and we put pressure on ourselves to be a fucking 10. Strong language, I know, but it's what we do. Can you imagine, those of you who've had kids, or any of you who have a relative or a loved one that's ever been a toddler learning to walk? And as that toddler learns to walk, it learns to crawl before it walks. And as it learns to crawl, then it learns to pull up on things. But can you imagine a baby coming out of the womb, being a newborn baby and then going, all right, you little fucker, why aren't you walking yet? And yet we would never do that. We allow for the growth. We allow for the trade up, right? And the baby trades up its skills as it grows. It trades up and it trades up from crawling to pulling itself up to taking a couple of steps and falling down and then to walking awkwardly. And if we keep trading up, we see that babies grow into older humans that can do exquisite things with their moving, that can run, that can ballet dance, that can skip, that can do cartwheels, right? The trade up is the way up. So there's a concept in Abraham Hicks, also Wayne Dyer. I have a little poster of it out there somewhere. I don't know where it is right now, but I have a little poster of some emotional guidance scale. So if you are at a 2, your job is not to get to a 6 yet. Your job is to get to a 3, right? So that's why if you are in a livid moment of disgust and anger and rage, your job is to ask yourself, what can I do to feel slightly better? Not to feel perfect, to feel completely better, but what can I do to get to resigned? Resigned is a higher vibration than pissed. Shame is the lowest vibration there is, right? And we can move up the scale to disgust. We move up the scale to anger. We move up the scale to irritation. We move up the scale to depression, to boredom. Boredom is a higher vibing thing than shame, okay? And then we can move up to contentment. Right? Then we can move up to contentment. So give yourself permission to just trade up. There's a story about this. I have a link to this. I wonder if the link is still good. There's a little scientific real life proof story of the red paperclip. Somebody traded up a red paperclip. I had a paperclip on my desk this morning. They traded up a tiny little paperclip all the way without spending a dime. They traded that paperclip for something else, and then they traded it up for something else, and they ended up trading the paperclip for a house. But they didn't trade the little paperclip into the house. They did little trades all the time. And this is how we get up. Okay, so give yourself, if you're feeling a 6, Carrie, give yourself, like, what would be a 7? What would be a 7? And then an 8? And then a 9? And once you start moving up, it goes faster and faster. But the idea is to trade up one or two steps at a time. Do not try to jump. Just like as a realtor, if somebody walked into a house and said, this house is a 2. I don't like the floor plan. I don't like the backyard. I don't like the neighborhood. And I don't like the carpet. And I don't like the walls. I'm not going to try to make a 2 a 10. It's a waste of everybody's time, energy, and money. So let's divert our attention to something new. Let's divert our attention to something new. Okay. And so one of the ways that you can trade up is by beginning to focus on things that do feel good. And I see my client, Eric, is here. And this is, I love this. Eric, I'm trusting I can tell a story about you. But I remember asking Tara, Eric was having a hard day. And I remember asking Eric, we've talked about this. I know I can share about you because you're a wise leader too and a vulnerable and loving heart. By the way, I do have complete confidence with some clients who ask for it, but most of my clients are open hearts and tend to share their learning lessons too. But there was a time, he says, go for it. There was a time when he was talking with me and he was feeling really miserable. And I was like, Eric, look around your space where you are right now. Just for a moment, take a breath and find something in your realm of where you are that feels good, that's beautiful, that's yummy. And his first response was, nothing, I have nothing, I can't think of anything. And I said, slow down even more. Can you find something? And I don't even remember what he said. I'm going to make it up from here on in. But he's like, oh, I'm here talking to you. You know, my couch is comfortable. You know, oh, I'm looking at my own desk right now. There's a candle burning right now, and the glow of the picture on the candle is pleasing. And no, it has nothing to do with what the misery is. But if for a moment we can shift our attention to some feel good things, right? And then we get to feeling better. And then we start noticing, this is why gratitude list and appreciation list, when you are feeling crappy, the gratitude list or the appreciation list is a great skill for stopping and changing your feeling state. And so I think even Eric has asked me before in coaching sessions, and many of my clients have asked me, well, how do you do this? Every single day, I take time to sit down and write. I don't write in a journal the way I used to. I used to write in a journal all my problems and woes. And now I write in a journal and I write all my joys, even if they're not super high. Some days I may be reaching as much as I have this pen and it works, and I have this paper. My dogs feel soft. I have a glass of clean water. I mean, it may be fundamentally, okay? So the last one, and then we'll wrap up. Thank you for having bonus time with me this morning. And yet this stuff is important. The final feel-good fairy tip is, when all else fails, take a nap. When all else fails, take a nap. And I'm a big believer in naps, and or play hooky, right? When all else fails, take a nap. There's some other things you can do. Naps work for me. But one of the things that naps do is, when we're sleeping, we reset our system. So if you've ever had a computer that has just frozen up, and sometimes we have to do a hard reset. For me, a nap is a hard reset. There's a couple of other things you can do. Take a walk in nature. Give yourself a 10-minute breath work session, like to meditate or to focus on your breathing. Turn on some soothing music. Turn off all media and technology. If you are out of alignment, get out of technology. It's not going to help you. I'm just telling you right now. Color, doodle, or draw. Doodling is soothing to the mind and body. Get out a coloring book. Even if you don't feel like you can't draw, get a coloring book. You've seen these adult coloring books. There's a reason the adult coloring books are there, is because doodling is soothing. And that's what we're doing. When we're trading up, we're soothing our way up the scale. Take a nap, long or short naps. Take some time out for tea in a pretty cup. Just sip and mindfully have your tea. Take a mineral salts or hot bath. I was at a conference a couple years ago, and in the middle of the day, I got all wound up. And I just walked out of the conference, went up to my hotel room, and took a giant bubble bath. Felt so good. I just cleaned all the energy that was feeling gross off, and I went back downstairs, and I felt great. Breathe, breathe, breathe. Yes, this has made the list two times, because you can take a breath pause from anywhere, and our breath always brings us back to center. And it's the one thing that I've been doing. It's the one thing that's been soothing it's my first step. When I'm feeling anxious, my breath is the first thing. And I can feel, like, when I take a breath, I can feel when it crosses the line of anxiety in my chest, and it pulls me into fullness, and it gently strokes me towards a higher vibration. It gently strokes me towards alignment. So alignment and feeling good are the actual magic formula that most truly successful people use. Big, soulful visionaries, Oprah, Deepak, Wayne Dyer, Tim Ferriss, Joe Vitale, Louise Hay, T. Harv Eker, Stephen Covey. There's a whole slew of new people out there, new people that have come on the scene. Champion athletes, best-selling authors, millionaires, philanthropists, successful entrepreneurs, world game changers. All of those folks use a form of getting in alignment and then. They may not use the same language, but get in alignment and then. It wasn't becoming famous or successful that made them feel good. And you hear those stories all the time about the people who think, when I get famous, I'll feel good. When I get successful, I'll feel good. And then they feel successful. This is just like I told my client about the other day. I said, so let me ask you a question. In this state, if you get $1 million, is that going to earn you the respect? How do you know that that's going to earn you the respect that you want from your siblings? And she goes, I don't. They might not. I said, what if they don't? Well, then the $1 million was for nothing. It's not the $1 million. It's the giving of ourselves what we are searching for. Not even giving. It is the realizing that what we have is in alignment or is already within us. What we have is already within us. And all we have to do is focus our attention with intention to find that source energy inside little bit by little bit. I have so much more about I could say this. I've already gone 15 minutes over what I've planned to do. So I want to thank you for being with me. As always, I want to invite you to go to allisoncrow.com/better, sign up for the extensive show notes. There's other show notes. You can find a place to link to the podcast so I can be on your little iPhone or your Android, Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes. I would love it if you would go to iTunes and give me a 5-star rating. I know there's some problems showing things up, but even if you just hit those 5 stars, it helps. I would love it if you would share this information. If you get valuable, don't share it if it doesn't feel good to you. But if it feels in alignment, you get something, please help me spread the word. Help, you can help me. And if I gave to you today, you can help me by spreading the word, telling somebody about this, sharing a link, making a recommendation. I didn't know that I was in love with listening to podcasts. Did not know it until Kay Blonde told me 18 times, listen to this podcast. And I did it. And in an instant, my whole world shifted. And then obviously, Camp Starheart. So I am closing the registration for Camp Starheart in a couple of weeks at the end of March. I'll pick a day exactly, but I'm closing the registration. Why? Because I want to get out of the alignment of selling. I want to get out of the frustration of being on the planning end of it. This is where I need to hire a planner, but I want to get on that and get into the juice of being in the room with people, get into the juice of the speakers, get into the juice of the actual event and get out of the part that makes me feel crusty. So I do want to invite you. And I know people are like, why do you share this? Why do you share this part about Camp Starheart? Because I'm going to be real with y'all. I've promised in a business world not to hide the bullshit from you. And anything that we create has a little bit of shit and a lot of goodness. But when we're in the shit, our job is to find the alignment. And so one of the ways I can soothe is give a cutoff date. And it's not meant to be scarcity. It's meant to help me raise my vibes to give the best possible experience for my people that come to Camp Starheart. You can find more about Camp Starheart at campstarheart.com. And then I also want to let you know, they say on podcasts not to give all these offerings and all these links. I trust y'all. I trust your spirit to hear what you need to do. But I do want to let you know, for the last year and a half, I have protected my one-on-one roster. And I am now opening up my one-on-one roster for coaching, for both coaching sessions and for an apprenticeship. I just want to plant the seed. I'm not even doing a call to action about that today, but I want you to start thinking. I want you to start feeling if it resonates with you, because I don't like to rush into one-on-one relationships, and I certainly don't want to rush into an apprenticeship, because an apprenticeship is super intense. It's super expensive. My coaching is super expensive for a lot of people, but I don't like to rush into those relationships because they get really intimate and they're really involved. And so I always want it to be a highly, highly matched sacred contract. But if that's something that begins to pique with you about either having a season of coaching with me or a full-on year in both energetics, thinking, and business strategy with me, behind the books, scenes, everything, really an intimate, it's more than a coaching relationship, it's coaching, consulting, it is a true apprenticeship. Just let that sit in your cosmic crock pot. Let that sit. Watch, listen, pay attention to your inner whisper voice. So with that, my loves, thank you so much. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the show. I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments. I'd love to hear what your insights and your takeaways are. You can share those in the comments. And as I have time, I will absolutely respond to you guys. Thank you for being here with me. Thank you for witnessing. Thank you for learning and for loving. And for most of all, for being in alignment with yourself. Practice that voice. It can be learned. It takes practice. And if you practice a little bit every single day, listening, reaching for a better feeling, I guarantee you, you will begin to make your life easier. So I'm going to end with find your flow and then go. Find the feel-good flow and then go. Get in alignment and then. That's your assignment for today, loves. I'm not quite sure. Sometime this afternoon, I'll have out the show notes. My assistants live in Costa Rica, and today they are traveling, and so they're not necessarily in a place that has Wi-Fi, and they let me know that. So, and I am traveling today too, so I'll be on the road. I'm going to go home and see my family in Austin, Texas, and spend time with my sister and her kids and my parents. It's my niece's 15th birthday, and she's riding in the rodeo. So I'm going to spend time with my family and away from work, but I will have those show notes coming for you at some point within the next 24 hours. And please know that the Feel Good Fairy book is in the show notes, the full on Feel Good. And there's a couple of other freebies in there that will be a surprise for you. You can register for that at www.alisoncrowe.com/better. Thank you. Get in alignment and then loves. Mwah. Thanks for listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. This show is recorded live on Friday mornings at 11 a.m. Central on my Facebook page at www.alisoncrowe.live. You can also get show notes and connect with me at www.alisoncrowe.com/better. This show is Leroy Brown and Clementine approved. They're here to encourage you to think about adopting before you shop for your next pet. More is not better, better is better.